Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're chatting today with Dr. Beth Davis from the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. And you mentioned you are the interim hospital administrator there?
Hospital director, that's correct, yes.
Okay. Well, there's good work going on there at the College of Veterinary Medicine, and we're going to talk here in this next segment about some of the staffing needs and maybe why someone should consider a degree in veterinary medicine. It's a very rewarding field, obviously, as you've alluded to here. A lot of folks are needed in this industry right now.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Brandon. I can't emphasize enough. It is a wonderful career, very rewarding. Service needs are abundant, so we have a lot of opportunities. What we have learned in the last year, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, many people have either expanded their pet family or added pet members to their family. And so animal ownership, pet animal ownership is really high right now. Which means veterinarians are really busy. And that's true in our community. That's true nationwide. And the really good news and what is exciting is there are many of employment opportunities because of that. And so for individuals that are getting ready for things like advanced education, college, you might consider veterinary medicine. So entering in and getting your veterinary degree. The applicant rate is extremely high. National estimates where there was roughly a 19% increase in applications to colleges of veterinary medicine in the last year. That's higher than the national average, which is generally around 6 to 7%. So really a pretty good uptick there. The great news is that among those individuals that graduate from Kansas State University or from veterinary college in general, employment rates are extremely high. Essentially, all of our graduates in 2021 and in years previous as well, those individuals graduating that want a job are going to have a job. So essentially 100% employment at the time of graduation. And people can do all sorts of things with those degrees. They can certainly be a practitioner that plays a role in a community like Manhattan. Some individuals choose to go into things like research and do other things. So a lot of opportunities. We also have opportunities at the staff level. So some people may have an interest in becoming a registered veterinary technician, or in our hospital, we refer to them as veterinary nurses. And so I encourage for people to explore opportunities through our website at the Veterinary Health Center here at the Teaching Hospital. So that's going to be ksvhc.org. For those that look at employment opportunities, there are staffing opportunities currently available. And I think it's a great profession. And we do encourage people to look at what is available, apply, and where appropriate, participate in the interview process.
All right, we have somebody with a question or a comment here, so we're going to go to the phone lines real quick. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions, but I want to. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I have a couple of questions, but I want to make a little statement first. And it's a pleasure to hear you speak again. I've heard you before. I can tell you that I can tell that you're up on it and you know what's going on. You know what you're doing. Now, the reason that my two questions, my family's been affiliated with the veterinary medicine department since 1927. And I came along in the mid-40s, and I've known Dean Dykstra, Dean Leisure, Dr. Moser, Dr. Hartke, on, and every person that's ever been affiliated with that veterinary medicine department has been a very smart person, and you're falling right in perfect. I was here when the first veterinary hospital burned down, and then they built over on Clapton, I think, anyway, they built that new hospital, and then I've been there since. They had the two great expansions of the university. We have probably the best veterinary medicine school in the United States of America. I attended South Dakota State University, and they've got some courses in that. But anyway, I want to thank you for what you're doing. My two questions are, what is the enrollment fee now for in-state first semester, and what is the ratio of female to male students? I know it's changed considerably.
Well, thank you for calling in. It's great to hear from you, and it's great to hear that you have such active involvement with the profession and specifically with K-State. So I believe the first question was, what is the current in-state enrollment for Kansas residents? Is that correct?
I believe that was his question, yeah.
Okay. So our current class size is 117 students, and we roughly have between 50 to 55 of those students that are Kansas residents. And we have had that sort of a breakdown, although we've increased the number of in-state Kansas residents over the last several years. Our current dean, Dr. Bonnie Rush, has a primary mission of really working to identify those qualified candidates, trying to support having Kansans come to K-State, but also have individuals from other states participate in our training. And I should also say Dr. Callie Ross is our assistant dean who leads that that process of interviewing and enrollment. The second question, I'm sorry, was?
I think it had to do with the female to male ratio of students.
Female to male ratio, right. So nationally, we have a large percentage of women entering into the profession, and we currently have roughly a 70% female to 30% male. Some schools are a little bit higher than that, but that's roughly where we are at K-State. It does fluctuate a little bit from year to year.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I know back in the day, back in the 50s, if they had 100 students, there would be about two or three females. But
right.
I'll tell you what the deal is now. It's like every other business. You don't call up a business and say, I want to talk to the man in charge. No, I want to talk to the lady that knows what the heck's going on. Mm-hmm. Now we've got the women in the veterinary medicine deal, and I think it's fabulous. I forgot to mention I have a nephew in Springfield, Tennessee, that's a veterinarian through K-State. Went to Hawaii, had a hog operation, and he didn't have a hog operation. He had a swine business. Came back and got with one of his classmates from Western Kansas, and they went back east. And they have a large practice back there. They work on a lot of large animals and a lot of the horses out of the Western Tennessee area. Pretty proud of him. He's doing a great job.
That's fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Paul, for the call. We're getting short on time here, but want to just remind people if they are looking for positions, you mentioned you have plenty of openings right now at the vet school, and where can they find information on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, through the teaching hospital, vet.k-state.edu is our college website. And specifically at the hospital, ksbhc.org.
All right. It is a profession that has a lot of need right now, not just locally, but nationally. And that's only going to continue, it sounds like, from what you told us here this morning. Anything else you wanted to share?
No, I appreciate having the opportunity. I think, again, the last year has given us all the opportunity to learn, to work together. We are really proud to be here and to be able to serve our community. And we welcome people to the teaching hospital and to the College of Veterinary Medicine to learn more about the program and the profession.
All right, Dr. Davis, thank you so much for the time today, and we'll talk again sometime down the road.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. That's going to wrap up our first half of the show. We'll be talking with some folks from Parks and Rec and the Animal Shelter up next here on News Radio KMAN.